You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Ready to get things going. Coming up in our final hour, plenty of NFL chatter for you with Greg Allman, who covers the league for Fox Sports. In 20 minutes, we'll go back to the Sharon Moore situation at Michigan and then transition right into Thursday night football and the Falcons and the Bucks. And we have a big announcement and our plays of the day coming your way at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium. Little salute. How you doing? Welcome to our fans and listeners on X as well. Always appreciate you. If you want to stream our final hour, you can do so at BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Let's get right to the National Football League. And for that, we bring in Greg Allman, who covers the league for Fox Sports. So, Greg, the big story over the past couple of days is Philip Rivers returning to the Colts, his kids, his 10 children getting to see him play for the first time in a long time or for the first time ever in his life. Why is this the right move for Indy?
I think it gives him a chance with an experienced quarterback. I mean, he's a couple years removed from his heyday, but you look at their options, whether it's, Riley Leonard kind of dinged up as a rookie who's played less than a game of football, or kind of a backup like Brett Rypien. I think they feel like, this guy's played so many years in Shane Steichen's offense, knows a lot of the guys on this team. And again, even though it's been a while, gives them a chance. They can win two of their last four. They're probably a playoff team.
All right, Greg, I wanted to ask you about tonight's game since you've covered the Bucs since 2013 in Tampa Bay. And I don't know which direction to lean for the Tampa Bay Bucs right now, because at the start of the season, we had, Baker Mayfield receiving hype for MVP of the league, Amika Igbuka, could be rookie of the year. And then you've had this skid where they've lost five of their last seven games. I understand the offense had not been healthy, and we do have some big names back in the fold tonight with Mike Evans, with Tristan Wirfs possibly, on Jalen McMillan. But as somebody who covers the Bucs closely, how do you feel about the Bucs tonight?
Yeah, it's a hugely pivotal game for them. I mean, if they can win back home in the creamsicles, it kind of stops the skid, if you will. And, they still control their destiny. Two of their last three will be against the Panthers. They're tied with them right now. If they lose, it complicates things. The Panthers had the Saints this week. Saints already beat both the Bucs and the Panthers. So they're kind of the team that can continue to get in the middle of all this. But for the Bucs, they feel like they control their future, and that has to start with a Falcons team that gave them trouble in week one, and obviously a quarterback in Kirk Cousins who threw for 8 touchdowns against them in 2 games last season.
Greg, when you look at the Panthers, and I ask this because they're in the division, sure. What is your take on Carolina? Because one week it looks like, Bryce Young, maybe they have something in him, and maybe he is the guy that you move forward with, and they've added receiving talent around him. And then other weeks you think, oh, this is the same old Panthers team, but they are at least trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I think taking a big step forward, to go from two wins 2 years ago to five last year in Dave Canales' first season, and now at eight and counting. This was, you know, you go back to the beginning of the season, I think people weren't sure, you know, Bryce Young is a number one overall pick. That sets the bar really high for what you expect from a quarterback. And now it seems pretty confident that they should, you know, at least exercise that fifth-year option for him for 27. Carolina hasn't had a 20-touchdown season by a quarterback, I think, since 2017. It's the longest drought in the NFL. Go back to, you know, Cam Newton days. But I think he's close. He has 19, I think, this year. It seemed like his first 2 years in the league, even when they won, they didn't necessarily win games because of him. And I think they've done that this year. I mean, you look at that, you know, kind of that breakout win against the Rams. He's out-dueling Matt Stafford, and that's not easy to do. But I think they've done a good job the last 2 years to put their first picks into receivers. Obviously, Ted McMillan's been a star for them this year. They've upgraded the offensive line to protect better in front of him. So they've done a lot of things to help make things easier for him. And I think you have a positive, offensive-minded coach in Dave Canales that started to connect with him, too.
I wanted to ask you, because we're a betting show and we're always looking to buy low on teams. And you look at the Bucks right now, and again, you know, it feels like a team that's not headed in the right direction. But it always feels to me like the Bucks are one of those teams in the NFC that people never want to talk about, even when they are playing well. So right now, the Bucks 22-1 to win the NFC championship. And granted, there are a lot of good teams in the NFC. But do you think the Bucks, if they make the postseason, could play spoiler in the NFC?
I mean, I think part of the intrigue with the Bucks is that we haven't really seen them fully healthy. Like, we haven't, I mean, they'll have Evans, Godwin, Abuka, and Jalen McMillan all playing tonight. I mean, they haven't even had three of those four in any game this year. So the idea that Baker Mayfield kind of has a full arsenal down the stretch here and in the playoffs, they can be better than they've been just because they're healthier than they've been. These Bucks teams have had this weird mid-season swoon like 3 years in a row where they're really good. You know, I think if you have a first-place schedule in a bad division, what you have is really tough teams in the middle of the year and then some easy division games at the end. And honestly, I mean, for a while it looked really easy to finish with Panthers, Dolphins, Panthers, and that's suddenly a tougher stretch. Miami's won, whatever, four in a row. Carolina's competing for the division. But I think they have a chance to play their best football down the stretch. You wouldn't know it from Sunday against the Saints, but I think with a healthier team, with maybe a little better weather conditions, they could click a little better on Thursday night.
We're talking with Greg Allman, who covers the NFL for Fox Sports. Greg, what is going on with the Eagles, and why do they appear to be such a fractured team, and yet they're probably going to win the division?
Yeah, again, it's kind of another bad division where as bad as they played to kind of be two games above 500, they're still, whatever, a game and a half up on the Cowboys. You know, I think probably saw them at their worst on Monday in terms of Jalen Hurts, you know, having two turnovers on one play, having five turnovers, four picks. They haven't clicked on offense. You know, when you think about how crucial the run game was last year and Saquon Barkley, you know, having an MVP-type season, that hasn't been the same. So I think because they've been, a lesser version of what we saw last year, they're easy to discount. You know, you think NFC playoffs right now, you know, you could easily have the Eagles and the Bucks or the Eagles and the Panthers as the third and fourth seed, both losing in the first round because they're playing teams like Seattle and Chicago and San Francisco in the first round. Teams that might be, you know, 11, 12 win teams as wild cards. But again, it's one of those where if they can get out of that funk, this is a team that, you know, has been in the Super Bowl twice in 3 years, has won the Super Bowl. You know, they've done things together in the postseason where if they can work out their problems, they're a dangerous team. They just don't look like it in December right now.
I think that's the tough part about handicapping the NFL this year is that so many of those teams that we normally trust in the postseason just don't look like good teams right now. Like, it's wild that the Chiefs could possibly miss the postseason right now. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are not looking good. So let me ask you about the flip side. And right now you look at the Patriots and it looks like a great team. But I think some people have trouble trusting teams who haven't been there and done that, especially when you have a young quarterback. So let me ask you, how much would you trust the Patriots in the postseason?
Yeah, it's a tough deal. I mean, you look at Denver and New England, okay, and both 11-2 right now. You're probably going to have the home field in the AFC playoffs go through one of those two right now. And yet Drake May and Bo Nix have done nothing in the postseason. So you have this upside down AFC where the quarterbacks you trust the most, the guys that have played, you know, a dozen or more games in the playoffs, are going to be wild cards, or as you mentioned, even out of the playoffs. To think about the AFC playoffs without Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, it turns everything upside down. So that clears a path where, I mean, so many of these AFC quarterbacks that have been in the shadow of Mahomes their entire career now have, you know, green grass in front of them and a chance to, you know, make a run and get there without the normal monoliths of playoff experienced quarterbacks that would normally be on their path. So no, I think you have to take, I mean, New England and Denver both have basically top five defenses. That's what helps is that there's not the feeling that those quarterbacks have to go out and throw for 300 and three touchdowns to win a game. They can win 17-16 or something like that. I would even put Houston in that same conversation. CJ Stroud at least has had a little taste of the playoffs, and that's the best defense in football. So if they can just get in, they're playing so well on the other side of the ball that I think they'll be a dangerous team as well.
Greg, wanted to stay in the AFC, and the Bills right now are the favorites to win the conference. And I say that because when you look at the body of work for a lot of the teams in the AFC, you know, the Patriots might have the advantage there. But does this come down to, yeah, but Josh Allen? It feels like because of him, Buffalo can be in every game. And for the first time in years, they won't necessarily have the Chiefs in their way. Can they finally win it all in the AFC?
They seem like the team that's best poised to, again, they're going to have to go on the road. And Josh hasn't necessarily done that a ton either. But I think his experience, to look at him with whatever it is, 13, 14 career playoff games, and their team's experience, they've been there. Mm-hmm. They're going to be familiar with even going on the road. You can't really think about them worrying about rough weather conditions in January when your home games are in Buffalo. So a trip to New England or a trip to anywhere else they might go isn't going to faze them. So I do think within the wild cards in right now, within the teams that aren't jockeying for that one seed, you have to take Buffalo seriously, even though they've been an incomplete and an uneven team for much of this year.
Right. And as the Bucs saw, you know, Josh Allen is fully capable of scoring six touchdowns by himself, which is absolutely crazy. I'm sensing a thing with some of my questions. It's basically, who do you trust and who can you trust in the postseason? Because you look at the Seahawks right now, and they look very much like a complete team. But I understand some people are hesitant when you look at Sam Darnold. And granted, the sample size is very limited in the postseason, but he did not have a great showing in some of the big games last year. Would you trust Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think you trust the supporting cast around him a little bit. That whole NFC North last year, you know, you had teams with 15, 14, 12 wins, and they go 0-3 in the playoffs. And you can't tell what the real success was. Is it what they did in the regular season or what they did vanishing in the postseason? So, you know, Darnold kind of inherits some of that and going to Seattle. And again, you know, the NFC West is probably this year's NFC North in terms of having three teams that are set to win at least a dozen games in the Rams, the Seahawks, and the Niners. They're going to beat each other up here down the stretch. But I think all of those will be seen as dangerous teams. But two of them are going to have to start on the road. It wouldn't surprise me, again, if Seattle's a five seed, they're probably better than a lot of 3 and 4 seeds in most playoff seasons. So, you know, Seattle, I saw, you know, they played the Bucs, and I mean, the Bucs beat Seattle, and it seemed like a great win. But I mean, Seattle scored touchdowns on five straight drives in the second half of that game. They were very much a dangerous team. So I think you look at Seattle and you think about what a young guy like Emenwori is doing. I think you see special teams touchdowns now that they have Rashid Shaheed there. They're becoming a really complete team where, again, it definitely falls on Sam Darnold to be a guy he wasn't at the end of last season. But I think he has such a good supporting cast around him that, you know, you have a coach who's kind of new to the postseason as a head coach in McDonald. But I do think there's going to be a lot of people that like what Seattle can do if they continue to play at such a high level as a complete team.
You can hear him covering the NFL for Fox Sports. Find him on X at Greg Allman. It is a frequent visitor here on the show, and you can hear why it is Greg Allman. Greg, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
You guys take care. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too. What do you think about Sam Darnold? I love his story, and so I am definitely partial to Seattle, and I know I've said that before, but you know how it is. America loves giving someone a second chance. America loves a good comeback story, but he is a great comeback story, and don't you know, like, a team like the Vikings, which had him last year, is maybe rethinking that move?
Right. That's the thing. He hasn't just done it with one team. Now he's gone to another team after that team that he played great for was like, no, we don't want to pay you. We're going to trust J.J. McCarthy in his eye black, even though he hasn't played any games in the NFL. Another story for another time, or another tangent, I should say. But I feel like at some point when the sample size is bigger, because it feels unfair to me that he really hasn't had that many chances in the playoffs and chances in big games. So when you only have two games, like some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL have had bad playoff games, but there's just a bigger sample size of work to pull from. So as he gets more experience in the postseason, plus he has Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Mm-hmm. And that is a huge help. He is probably one of the best receivers in the NFL right now. So if you just feed him, rely on that defense that's been top five in the NFL all season long, it should be an easier path where all he has to do is just not lose it for him.
Yeah, and also they have a great ground game as well. They're really balanced on offense. And you know how it is. It's just tough when you get pigeonholed as a certain type of player. The first miss you make, and for Sam Darnold, it's, oh, he didn't look great in the playoffs. It's, see, told you, same old Sam Darnold, and they just ignore everything else. But I think this is the year that maybe he breaks through. Coming up next here on the show, we're going to talk about the Sharon Moore situation in Michigan, how that continues to unfold, and get you set for our picks on Thursday Night Football. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
A tussle in Tampa.
It's the best I could come up with. Falcons and Bucks meeting on Thursday Night Football. Chelsea, how much do you use AI? I'm genuinely curious because I use four. Like, I use AI a lot. Like, I'm very curious. But what I'm curious most about now is how these different chatbots, you have to be careful. You can get sucked in like pretty easily. So I'm slowly starting to step away after learning as much as I could. But what's interesting is that each of these different chatbots have different personalities. Like they talk to you in different ways based on their interaction. And it's really, really strange. Like I found Gemini is fantastic and extremely accurate and more conversational. ChatGPT is kind of finding itself still, but they're about to upgrade maybe today. And Claude, like Claude will yell at you. Claude is kind of cranky. It's really, it's a strange world we're in. And I have a feeling you use none of these.
I do not. I don't talk to Siri. I don't have an Alexa. Like, I don't want to talk to some like inanimate object. Like I can type it into my phone. So let me ask you, like, what are the things that you use it for? Because every time I see these commercials, like, you know, the commercials I'm talking about where it's like, I'm having a first date. What should I make for her? It's like, ask a friend. Like, you don't need to ask a computer how to make chicken Parmesan. So I understand with like, I don't know, like really statistical things or like number space or like your taxes, maybe you would use something like that. But I don't really know what I would use it for that I don't trust my brain more than whatever is on the internet.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. I think you can lean into it too much where there's times where, like, let's say you're sending an email to someone and you put it in, you're like, what do you think of this email? And it'll treat it, it'll make it this perfect email. It's like, yeah, but I don't talk that way. And it's so well done. I mean, of course it is going to be grammatically correct. And of course those things are important. But it's going to be written such a way like you sound like a computer. So I think you have to stray away from that. I think for resume building, things like that, or particularly when it comes to numbers, like if you're looking at projections or taxes or building a portfolio, then you're getting it to do really complex thinking that is very difficult to do otherwise. Like I know I said this before, it's very nerdy talk, but I was trying to figure out how to invest and I spent a few months like going back and forth, trying to figure out the best way to invest long term, you know, for my future, as opposed to trying to do projections with a pen and paper. And in that respect, it can be really helpful. I also think, to your point, that there are times when I'm a human. I don't need this to do everything for me. And then if you lean on it too much, you risk on your own skills eroding.
Yeah, it makes me feel like the human brain is going to atrophy because we ask it all these questions. Like, I don't know, maybe sit for a second and think before, you know, what should I ask a girl on the first date? Like, I don't know, think about it for a second. And also, do you think that it erodes like human relationships? Because for some of these tax questions or like anything, like think of somebody you know that like has an expertise in this field. And in the olden days, you would call this person and be like, hey, I know you work in taxes and finance. Can you help me with these things? So when people can use a computer for everything, nobody's going to talk to each other anymore. Like, I feel like we already have that where people, you know, just don't have any social skills because the only thing they do is like, you know, type memes on the internet. So I don't know. It's weird. And I know I sound very old when I say all this.
I'm typing my response to you in the chat. We're just not going to communicate anymore. Okay. Let you know. No, I know exactly what you're saying. No, you're right, though. I know exactly what you're saying. Like, at some point, human interaction becomes a real thing. And I'm sure you've seen these stories. There was one on CBS This Morning or CBS, what is the show on the weekend? Just escaping me for a second, where this guy and his wife are having real issues because he reprogrammed whatever chat bot he was using and proposed to her, or she proposed to him, and he started crying and he was upset all day because he was so connected. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, not
like
good.
Especially
not
stuff
good.
That requires personality and like some sort of personal touch. It's like when you look up what's the best Christmas gifts for my significant other, do you think that's going to be personalized? No, right. It's going to be for every other, you know, woman in America or whatever. So it just doesn't have any type of personal touch. So like, maybe take the time to think about like what makes your relationship special and what makes your, you know, significant other special, as opposed to be like, well, here's the trendiest candle I got for you, according to ChatGPT. Thanks. Wow.
Maybe Sharon Moore should have used ChatGPT before doing some of the things he has allegedly done when he was the head coach of Michigan, because he is no longer, as we know. Yesterday, he was fired by the Wolverines for saying, or for the university saying, he violated a university policy. Apparently, according to the school, they have credible evidence that Coach Moore was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. UM says, quote, this conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and U of M maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. So he has been fired for cause. That means no money coming to him because he violated a clause in his contract, the moral clause in his contract. Later on, after this news was announced, we found out that Moore was later arrested just a few hours later again because he was arrested on charges of assault. Police in Pittsfield, Michigan, saying this, that the purposes of investigating Moore is an alleged assault. A suspect in this case was taken into custody. This incident does not appear to be random in nature. There appears to be no ongoing threat to the community. The investigation is ongoing. Because of the investigation's current status, we are prohibited from releasing additional details. So Sharon Moore, in a span of hours, Chelsea, fired as head coach at Michigan for cause, with the university saying they created an investigation. He was found to be having an inappropriate relationship. And then now assault charges. When it comes to this man in this position, what a fall, and so quickly. And of course, we need to hear his side. I'm sure we'll hear from his representatives at some point. But now, one thing we do know is that the Wolverines need a new head coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least, you know, he wasn't cheating on the field, but he was cheating off the field because he was married, I think, right? Married,
yes,
with kids.
Correct. $3.
But we were talking about this earlier with Notre Dame, where all this whining and complaining, like, it feels like it's damaging their overall reputation. Do you think this story damages the overall reputation of Michigan? Because it feels like in the last 5 years, they've had a lot of headlines going against them, whether it's the scandal with, you know, the team that won the national championship with Connor Stallions, with Jim Harbaugh having to leave for the NFL. And understandably, like, this is different because it's Sharon Moore and his personal decisions. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't even matter in the court of public opinion. Do you think this adds more ammo to the fire of Michigan? Like, I don't want to say like they're a dirty program, but like, people are saying this and saying, oh, what do you expect from a dirty program? Do you think this hurts their reputation even more?
It depends on why they decided to release this information now, is what it depends on. So they can't control Sharon Moore. They're not responsible for his actions, for him having an inappropriate relationship, for these alleged assault charges. You can only control someone so much. They have to be responsible for their own actions. The question is, because Michigan, by its own admission, had an investigation to find out what was going on here, and these investigations take time. So the question is, when did Michigan know about all of this? And did they wait until after signing day to release this information? So if they decided, we figured out that Coach Moore is acting inappropriately, we're preparing to fire him because of cause. If they knew that before signing day and then decided, well, we don't want to lose our recruits because kids are going to want to leave once they find this out, let's wait until after signing day and then say we've conducted an investigation and we're going to fire Coach Moore. If that happened, then it does soil the reputation, because then what you did was put your self-interest first instead of doing the right thing and saying, we've got to get this out there because these kids are going to want to make perhaps a different decision. So that's the real question. As far as Moore himself, they can't control that. But when did they decide And how did they decide they were going to release this based on the timeline? That's the real question here for the Wolverines.
Yeah, that's the rumor that's floating around right now, is that, you know, we've heard some college football insiders say, well, there have been people saying that the Michigan job was going to be open soon. They didn't tell us why. But It does feel like Michigan has an out, because they can just say, well, we were conducting our investigation. You know, we didn't want to level, a verdict until we knew what was actually going on, and we wanted to be thorough. So it feels to me like we might not ever know. And I will say that Michigan does a great job of having somebody fall on their sword in investigations.
Right.
So it would be a very easy out. So I don't know if we'll ever know the answer.
I don't know, but something tells me that someone will get to the bottom of it. Because, you know, some of these, and look, there's all sorts of people coming up with, you know, sources and people. It's like you want to make sure that you consider the person that is reporting it. And I don't feel comfortable coming out with, well, I found this person on Twitter who's saying this. We need to have more justifiable sources who are, you know, have more credibility before we come out and say, well, I've heard this or heard that. But there is some scuttlebutt. There's no question about that. Some smoke that, hey, Michigan has sort of known about these things for a while, and now they're deciding to finally act. And if that's the case, and someone finds out about that, yeah, they're going to be under a lot of heat, and rightfully so, once again, not long after the whole Connor Stallion scandal. No scandal tonight in Tampa, and I want to get your thoughts on this game, because we do have Thursday Night Football tonight in the NFL. Falcons and Bucks. The Bucks are laying 4.5. Bucks minus 225 on the money line. Falcons plus 185. Total is 44.5, Chelsea. I will turn things over to you. Do you have a favorite play in this game or something that stands out to you?
Yeah, this is a tough one to handicap from a side perspective, because you look at the Bucks and they have been absolutely scuffling as of late. Losers of 5 of their last 7, but they haven't been healthy. So tonight, they get some key pieces back on the offense, including Tristan Wirfs on the offensive line, who used to be the personal protector for Tom Brady. That is a big boon to the offense overall. Then you have Mike Evans, Jalen McMillan activated off the IR. So all the weapons appear to be back for Baker Mayfield. But the question is Baker Mayfield fully healthy? Because he hasn't looked like his normal self over the past stretch of games after he got hurt, I think, in the Rams game. So I don't know if he's going to be 100%. And plus, this is a divisional game. But I will say this. This is a big game for the Bucks to change the emotional complexion of their locker room. Do you really want to go into that next big game against the Panthers with another loss and losing 6 of your last 8? So I think this is a big game for the Bucks, low-key. From a props perspective, a couple guys to look at. Anytime desperation enters the fold, I think that's when you look at quarterback rushing props. 19.5 is the number for Baker Mayfield today. I think you hit the over there. Plus, he's been a productive rusher in each of his last 4 games. 42, 27, 19, and 39 yards rushing. From the Falcons side of things, you look at Bijan Robinson and his receiving prop right on the grid for fantasy football. The Bucks are giving up the most receiving yards to opposing running backs. And last time around, Bijan Robinson torched the Bucks defense through the air for 100 receiving yards in the first game of the season. So his prop, I believe, is in the 30s tonight. I think that's a solid one as well. Kyle Pitts is questionable for this game, but he should be a good play in the receiving game as well. 59.5 if he does play, because Drake London's out for this one. Last week, 7 catches, 82 yards, 8 targets, 6 catches for 90 yards the game before that. So clearly Kirk Cousins likes throwing to him. So Jenks, I was trying to cram in a lot in a little time. Yeah. There you go.
Ah, that was good. Anything else? Any recipes we should know for the holidays? No, that was great analysis. I'm glad you did that, because I don't have a strong feeling on this game. Quite literally during the show, I've gone from, I think I like Bucks minus 4.5, but then I'm thinking about this being a divisional game. I'm thinking about how it's been wet in Tampa over the past couple of days, and I think that's going to affect maybe the guys on the field tonight. Also, we're seeing a huge discrepancy between the public and the money. So the majority of the bets are on the Bucks minus 4.5, but the vast amount of the money is on the Falcons at plus 4.5, which makes me think, you know what? I was kind of on the fence before. It might just be Atlanta. Maybe we'll discuss it more in the next segment. Coming up here on the show, just like Pete Alonso, we're going to take a big swing on some winners, and we have a huge announcement as well. Yes, Doctor's here as well. All that and more coming up next on The Daily Tip, and is here on the Bet MGM.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Oh, as I'm speaking, speak of the devil, I'm seeing Chelsea's bets being locked into the show. Like seeing that. Nothing but NFL tonight. Even I'm going to the NFL. So that's exciting. Here's something that's not necessarily exciting that we need to get out there. And we had a viewer yesterday ask us about this. And many people know, but we want to put out there officially, is that this show is coming to an end. We are under the BetMGM umbrella of Odyssey, but because of a corporate merger, BetMGM is merging with Westwood One Sports. And so because of that, this show, Bet Sweats, and there will be other changes that you'll notice as well, these shows are going away. So our last day is going to be in a week. We are gone on December 19th. We'll have a show that morning, then we'll wrap things up. Wrap up what I think has been an incredible 4.5 year run. So you will hear us reminisce and reference things sort of along the way over the last week. We're going to continue to give you picks. We're probably going to go like 25-0, honestly, here over the next 5-6 shows. Never lost. Just winner after winner after winner. But we did want to put that out there, and again, we'll talk more about it, but also thank the listeners, people who stream with us, people who engage with us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever that is, and say thank you. But unfortunately, we only have about a week left, Chelsea.
Yeah, it would be ironic if like the last week of our show, right before we get canned, we're just like amazing with our bets. So like I'm hoping from the betting gods that that's how it turns out, but I think the way that I'm looking at this, like not to get too sappy, but Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Jinx, we've had a great stretch on this network. I think mm-hmm. we are the longest tenured, you know, co-hosts. Because I know, obviously, Nick Kostas has been on the show the whole time.
Sure.
But we've been the only team that's been together the entire time. So, like, that I think that true. Speaks a lot to, like, you and how you've been a great co-worker and a great co-host. And I think it speaks volumes to the show. Because we've mm-hmm. survived some other cuts. So, we didn't survive this one. But it's been a great stretch. So, even though we didn't make it to the promised land, we've had a great journey.
Yes, it has been awesome. It's been amazing working with you. And I think that's the one thing that I'm going to take away from all of this. And I will say one thing I'm especially proud of is that this is going away because of a corporate restructuring, right? Where it's, mm-hmm. you know, two companies merging and finances are at play and, you know, different positions are at play. But it's not because the show hasn't been successful. And I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but, you know, they measure shows by different KPIs and things like this, or different metrics that they see in engagement. And the show's doing great. But unfortunately, when you have a merger, costs are cut. People have different ideas about what they have on the air, which is totally fair. And then it happens. So we're a victim of that. But I am proud that it's not because, hey, the show blows. We're taking you guys off the air. You've gone 0-17 and the show sucks. We're taking you off. So at least I can say, well, it's not because we weren't working hard. It's not because we didn't put in the hours. It's not because we didn't enjoy working with one another and we didn't have a great team. All of those things are absolutely true. But these things happen, particularly in this industry.
Right. Like, even if you zoom out and look at the entertainment business, like, think of really successful shows and like how long, like a 5-year run for a show is a great run. So that's the way that I'm looking at it. And so, you know, this is just kind of one of those things that happen. And I will say, like, my worst nightmare of the show is not that I got fired for losing too many bets. So at least that didn't happen. Because, Jinx, there's been times when you come on in the morning, and here's the other thing, like the other tangent mm-hmm. is that I am ready to sleep in a little bit, because I will say, as opposed to other shows, they get to live on a normal time schedule. I think we deserve the Grit Award. Like, do we get some type of helmet sticker for waking up at 3:45 a.m. for each True. Of the last weekdays for the past 4.5 years? That is not easy. And I understand that I'm sitting here and like I'm making my case. But like, listen, we stay up for these games and then we have to wake up super early. If you want to test your mental toughness, try waking up at that hour every single day. And I know a lot of people listening probably know how we feel, because they wake up early too.
1,000%. If you're waking up with us, and we talked to people yesterday, I know I did on X, where, you know, my friend Matt was saying, hey, you know, I'm up every morning with you guys here in DC, listening to you guys on the way to work, which we absolutely appreciate. So thank you, Matt. Much appreciated. But anybody who's done that shift for a long time knows that it's a grind after a while. And it's not that you don't appreciate the work, and it's not that you don't enjoy the end result, because clearly we do. We have, again, been here from start to finish, but it's just not normal. That's the thing I try to explain to people, is that the human body isn't meant to wake up in the middle of the night and then just start going. And as I also say, there's a difference between being up and being on. Like, you can be up in the morning for sure. That's the toughest part. Like, if you want to be milling around, and of course I say this as I'm milling around at my house right now, but being up and just walking around with your coffee and kind of, you know, lounging around the sofa and looking at your phone, that's a lot different than, oh my God, all right, let me look at these highlights from last night. Let me research these numbers. I got to make these picks. I got to be ready. And I got to be really energetic. And regardless of what's going on, I got to be in a good mood this morning. It's a morning show. So none of that is to complain. It's just to say that, yes, I think we're both going to be looking forward to a little bit of rest.
Yeah, and we should get the Grit Trophy. I'm waiting, Odyssey. Send us the Grit Trophy for the BetMGM Network, because damn it, we deserve it. So yeah, it's been a great stretch. As far as, like, I would assume at some point people will see us somewhere else. So if you do want to follow us, of course, we're on social media. We would love to hear from you and stay in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about it throughout the week. We're not going to spend loads and loads of time every day airing grievances or anything like that. But it's just that if you hear that reference, a joke about it, us sort of mentioning it in passing, then you'll know, oh, I know exactly what they're talking about. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's that time. Chelsea, look at this. three bets. I'm so proud. Let's get to who we have the most faith in today.
Time to place your bets.
All right. This is what I'm talking about. We got Thursday night football tonight. Bucks, Falcons in Tampa. Chelsea, let's go to the board. What do you got?
Yeah, this is called chasing. So I got a lot of bets in this game. We're going to start with Kyle Pitts, the tight end for the Atlanta Falcons, going over his receiving prop of 59.5 tonight. So first off, he's listed as questionable, but if he does play, he should be in a smash spot against this Bucs defense that he's torched before. And plus, in this recent stretch with Kirk Cousins as his quarterback, Kirk Cousins loves throwing to Kyle Pitts. Over the last two games, 7 catches for 82 yards on 8 targets, 6 catches for 90 yards on 10 targets. Plus, Drake London is officially out for this one for the Falcons, so it should narrow down the targets. And we've seen Kyle Pitts really feast when Drake London is out. Even if you look at the first game of the year against the Bucs, Kyle Pitts had 7 catches for 59 yards. So I think we see more of the same here tonight, especially if you expect the Falcons to be playing catch up, which this line indicates as the Falcons are 4.5-point dogs. So let's go Kyle Pitts over his receiving prop of 59.5.
All right. I thought about staying on the ice tonight. Maybe I should have. 2-0 on hockey bets this week, but I don't know. Not going to do it. I'm going to go football tonight. Yeah, I'm going to Tampa as well. I'm going to go under 44 and a hook. So the Bucs started off the season, and they were incredible to start the year, but they have definitely cooled off. In particular, Baker Mayfield. Is it going to help that he has Mike Evans back tonight, activated off the IR? Absolutely, in a big way. But Baker has not been nearly as effective as he was early in the year. In his last 4 games, 4 touchdowns, 4 picks, this is simply not the same offense that we saw, you know, week 1, week 2, week 3, when everyone was talking about the Bucs. On the other side, you have the Falcons, who are so banged up. I mean, Kirk Cousins, even if he's 100%, he's playing like he's 100 years old. Ever since he tore his Achilles, he has not been the same guy. He has been marginal at best. They do get back, or no, they're not getting back Drake London. So the Bucs are getting back Mike Evans. That's huge for them. The Falcons will have Kyle Pitts, but they don't have Drake London. Obviously a huge target if you are Kirk Cousins. If you look at the way these two teams have been playing recently, they're just not explosive, in particular Atlanta. And also, I keep mentioning field conditions. I think it's kind of going to be a thing where it's been really rainy and wet in Tampa over the past couple of days. So I think two struggling offenses on a soggy field on a short week means we're going to get an under tonight. So let's go Falcons Bucks under 44.5.
All right. I got more bets. So let's rattle
let's
through.
Go.
I'm going to go with Bijan Robinson. 38.5 receiving yards. In the first matchup between these teams, Bijan Robinson absolutely torched the Bucs through the air, had 100 receiving yards. And it makes a lot of sense. If you look at the grid, like when it comes to fantasy football, the Bucs are giving up the most receiving yards to opposing running backs of any team in the NFL, especially again with Drake London out, fewer receiving options for Kirk Cousins. Why not use the best player on the field? Like, if you don't give it to Bijan Robinson, you are stupid. All right, next up, Baker Mayfield over 18.5 rush yards. This is a desperation game for Tampa Bay. Even though it's not a must win, they don't want to go into this big game against the Panthers next week losing 6 of their last 8 games, because right now that's what they're trending towards. So I think Baker Mayfield takes matters into his own hands. And plus, he's been an effective rusher, rushing for 42 for 27, 19, and 39 yards over his last 4 games. So I think this game's going to be close, and I think Baker needs to pick up some yards with his legs, and we know he can be dangerous in that regard. So we'll go over his rushing prop as well.
All right, 3 bets on the card. I like it when you chase. Let's go. Why not? Let's go 3. Let's go 4-0. You go 3-0. I go 1-0. We go 4-0. I'm going to do nothing since we have a week left. Oh, man, I should just come up with the craziest of bets. Chase like crazy. Bet sports I've never bet before. Throw in a little Polish cricket or something. Who knows?
As opposed to the other weeks on this show? Jinx, you've already done
that's true.
Like that.
I guess that's true. I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah. You've bet on women's volleyball before on
this
show. That's true. So I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to go crazy, and I'm going to come up with something nuts, like some sort of inflatable donkey character or something with a weird voice. Oh man, it'll be hilarious. Yeah. That's it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Have a great Thursday. We're back bright and early tomorrow.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.